Okay. Beis Hashem, we're going to still talking about the lochas of pas. So we mentioned one of the issues which pas, to have a loch of a moitzi, it has to have what's called toyar lechem. The most prominent place where this plays a role is in a situation where you would take pas and you would now do something with it. You would now process it. You're making a challah kugel. You're grinding it up. You're making knedlach. You're making French toast, matzah brei. So when does the bracha remain hamotzi, and when does the bracha now change to a mezonos? So the first question is, what happens if a person takes bread and he grinds it up, he makes bread crumbs, or he takes matzah and he grinds it up and he makes matzah meal? So does that change the bracha? And the halacha is that does not change the bracha. Just grinding it up does not change the bracha. Pieces of bread are still hamotzi, even though they're very small pieces. It's still a moitzi. A person would take matzah and grind it up into matzah meal and eat it as such, it would still be a moitzi. One example of that is a person who has difficulty chewing, has difficulty with chewing. So one of the eitzes for the Seder night, a person can't chew the matzah, he can grind it up beforehand and eat the matzah it's very small pieces of matzah, and he can eat a kazayis worth of matzah, and that would be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. It doesn't change its status in any way, the fact that you ground it up. However, if you start processing it with other things, then the halachas can change. So one example of that is, that let's say you take the bread and you cook it, or you take the matzahs and you cook it. Does that change the halacha? So for today, we'll just point out one point in regards to that. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. If it's a kazayis, the piece that you're cooking or you're processing is a kazayis, it's a large piece, which is a kazayis, the halacha of the bracha does not change. It remains hamoitzi, no matter what you do to it. The kazayis of bread is almost indestructible. It remains hamoitzi, whether you soak it, whether you boil it, whether you mix it with other things, whether you fry it, whatever you do to it, it remains hamoitzi. So a person would take a piece of French toast, and he soaks it in egg, and he soaks it in water, and he puts in some oil, and he deep fries it, it's still hamoitzi, because it is a kazayis. The same will be with matzah brei, which is a kazayis. I don't care what you do to it, it's still a kazayis, it's still going to be hamoitzi. Challah kugel, which the pieces are a kazayis, the bracha will be hamoitzi. However, if we do other things to it, things will, less than a kazayis, the lachas will vary, as we'll see tomorrow. Have a good morning.